last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Very warm welcome to the show, The Last Savior. This is your humble host, Zainab Askari. You're listening us from the IRIB English Radio. Dear listeners, we had been talking about the tricks being used by the false claimants of Mahdawiyat who say that we are Mahdi one or the other way, or they say we are some way connected to Mahdi. We're analyzing that with Dr. Murtaza Karimi, who is a PhD scholar in Islamic studies. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you so much for being on the show with us. I want you to continue with the tricks that were being used by these false claimants. We talked about istikhara, a kind of, when a person is confused and he uses this suggestion, he kind of wants answer from Allah, and he uses a technique called istikhara. And that way, this trick is being used as of now, especially in Basra. There's a person wherein these people, innocent people, who are troubled enough, or we must say innocent enough, get easily trapped in this trick.
There are a couple of remaining points regarding this first trick. As I mentioned, this group, the followers of this false claimant from Basra, when it comes to knowing whether this person is true or not, they say that istikhara is the way. But when it comes to other issues, even that false claimant himself, he rejects istikhara, and he says that it's not a way to, for example, know whether this meat can be consumed or not. When we analyze the two, we come to this conclusion that to believe in that person is a much more serious issue than eating a piece of meat. But he says that for the first, choosing him as the imam, you can do istikhara, but not for that issue related to fiqh. The other important point, which somehow is funny, is that sometimes many people, they have done istikhara regarding this person. And as we put it, the istikhara is negative. The verse is about like punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about hellfire and so on and so forth.
So are you trying to say that this person who is kind of trying to claim to be Mahdi or to be connected to Imam Mahdi one or the other way, he is telling people if you want to believe in me, go and ask Allah.
Yeah.
By a method called istikhara, wherein people, they perform ablution and then they open Quran. If they find some verse answering in yes, and they've kind of take it as yes, Allah is trying to tell me yes, believe in this person.
That's the point. And many people have done istikhara, and the istikhara, the verse was against this person, like the verses about hellfire or the punishments and so on and so forth. Interestingly, he himself, in one of his books, someone sends him a question, and he says that I made istikhara for Ayatollah Khamenei. It was a very good ayah or verse of the Quran. I made it for you. It was a very bad one, a bad punishment. And the answer of this person is that this is because of the fact that you didn't believe in me, and this is the result of your istikhara. Now, the point is that you said that if you want to believe me in me, do istikhara. So before that, I do not believe in you. This is the case for all the people.
And this does not make sense at all. Like at times when we want to, for example, if a person wants to go for a surgery and he is really confused, shall I go with this doctor or that doctor? Because this is a serious condition about his life, concerning his life. Mm-hmm. So here, doctor never tells him that, since you do not believe in me, that's why your istikhara did not come up for me. So this is a very nonsense statement used by him.
And even funnier than that is that a person says that I made istikhara about this person, and the result was, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى. We will make them taste the punishment of the hellfire.
The exact answer.
Yeah, the exact answer. And I told the followers of these false claimants that I made istikhara, and this is the result. But they say that, no, this is not the true understanding. It means that if you do not follow this false claimant, then you will be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So you see, he's kind of trying to, you know, one or the other way, make people believe in his
exactly.
tricks. Just make believe in him, be that by istikhara or by any other way. And those people who came up with negative istikhara, negative answer, he's telling them that, no, you did not believe in me with heart. Mm-hmm. And that's why Dr. Karimi will be talking with you. But here we need to take a short break. We'll be right back, dear listeners. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I can hear your voice like a whisper calling me in the wind.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program The Lost Savior. This is your humble host, Zainab Askari, and we have with us in the studio Dr. Murtaza Karimi, who is talking about the tricks used by the false claimants of Mehdis to claim that they are either they are Imam Mehdi or they are one or the other way connected to Imam Mehdi. And we had been talking about a very interesting point that we have someone as of now claiming to be one or the other way connected to Imam Mehdi and, you know, kind of making people fool by his tricks, telling them that go for istikhara, ask Allah for the answer. And then when they naturally came up with negative answer, he's telling them, since you did not believe in me, that's why your istikhara came up negative. That was very interesting, Dr. Karimi. So what is the next trick this person is using?
Just to mention one remaining point, I said that the followers of this false claimant, they have referred to one narration in this regard, and it's important for us also to analyze this narration. Let me repeat the narration. A person tells Safwan ibn Yahya, who is one of the famous companions of Imam al-Kazim and Imam al-Rida alayhim as-salam, that how you became assured that the next Imam after Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam is Imam Rida alayhi salam. And he says that I said a prayer and then I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide me. I made istikhara and the result was that I need to believe in Imam Rida alayhi salam. So they have mentioned this narration a lot in their books to tell us that, you see, this is a narration which tells us that for an issue like imamate, you can make istikhara. But there are a couple of points regarding this narration. First of all, this narration has been quoted by Sheikh Tusi from a book written by a person who was following a Waqifi school of thought. And we know that the Waqifis, they believed only in seven imams, and they did not believe in Imam al-Rida alayhi salam. So to begin with, the source of this narration is absolutely weak, and we cannot rely on this narration. When it comes to the chain of the narration, more than three people in the chain of the narration, they are either weak or unknown. So we cannot rely on this narration. And the most important point regarding this narration is that the narration is telling us that Safwan ibn Yahya, he made istikhara. But for us, he is not an infallible imam. We are not taking our religion from the companions of the imams. Imagine this is a true narration. So Safwan ibn Yahya, although there are some reasons why Safwan ibn Yahya mentions that, according to some scholars, he was discussing with a Waqafi person. But putting that aside, Safwan ibn Yahya is a companion of the imam. The narration doesn't tell us that his action was confirmed by Imam al-Kazim or Imam al-Rida alayhi salam. So you cannot refer to this narration to come to this conclusion that based on the teachings of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, istikhara is a way for you to know the Imam of your time. No, it was done by a fallible human being and we cannot rely on his action, although the narration is weak as well. So this is the first trick. The next one is related to what we call it dua or prayer. We know that as Muslims, especially as Shias, this is one of the ways for us to communicate.
Stay connected.
Exactly. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are many prayers mentioned in our books, especially Sahifa Sajjadiyya, and for our time we have Mafatih al-Jiran and so on and so forth. But sometimes, unfortunately, we have a couple of people, false claimants. They claim that I have a connection to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and then to deceive the people, they claim that I can give you a special du'as and supplications and prayers, and if you do that, your request will be fulfilled and answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And unfortunately, this is a trick, and many people are deceived by that. I don't want to mention the name of that person, but he's in our time again, a contemporary false claimant. In his place, in the city that he lives, again, he has not too many, but some followers. And for example, he tells a person that his job was bakery, that for your problem, you may recite the verse Noon wal qalam wa ma yasturun. And we know that Noon is the translation of the word bread in Persian language.
Yes.
And because his job was bakery, he made this similarity between the verse.
Oh my
And for a person who was suffering from a pain in his ear, he said that recite the verse Al-Udhunu bil-Udhun. And so on and so forth, many other du'as which were instructed by him to different people. The point is that, first of all, later this person was arrested and he told the authorities how he tried to deceive the people. There were very interesting interviews with some of the people who followed him. Some of them, they say that we believed in him, we followed his instructions, but because we found that his prayers, they do not have any effect, it made us disappointed of the whole religion.
Oh.
You see, this is a very negative result of that. We need to pay attention to the fact that if you are going to refer to prayers and du'as and supplications, we need to suffice with the one, this is the best example instruction, the ones which are quoted by the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. If a person comes to you and tells you that, okay, for this specific request, you need to recite these three verses and then these five lines of prayers, and you do not find any sign of that in the narrations, in the books of supplication, then you should doubt that person. In an individual level, I may recite a couple of chapters and then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for my request. It's different from the time that the person that for this specific problem, like you are suffering from a pain in your ears, so recite these two verses, then these three lines, and so on and so forth.
Your problem will be solved.
Exactly. If you are going to say prayers, supplications, the best way is to act upon the ones which are told to us by the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt. And if a person comes to you and tells you that, so for these problems, you need to recite these verses and these supplications, and there is no sign of such supplications in our books, it is a sign that that person is a false claimant. So this is another trick done by some of the false claimant, and our dear listeners need to be very careful about this trick as well.
That was one again interesting trick, and I was really disappointed by the fact that people who had been following him, they got completely, you know, today they got a negative impact of Islam as well overall. Each and every verse of Quran, each and every supplication has some special great lesson that we need to act upon, basically. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to The Lost Savior from IRIB English Radio. With that note, we end our today's discussion. Next time, we'll be back on this same show with the same expert. Till then, this is Zeina Baskir with our whole team saying goodbye.